This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest, Tom Palladino. He's a scalar light energy to eliminate the agents of disease. He was inspired by various scientists, especially Nikola Tesla, to research with scalar energy during his undergraduate years. And he has developed a remote treatment process whereby he's able to administer the scalar energy reverse phase angle harmonic of a pathogen, causing the agent of infection to disassemble and fall apart. Welcome back to the show, Tom, because this is the second time we're having you on Dare to Be Authentic.
It's a pleasure once again. Thanks for the invitation, Mari.
It's always wonderful having you. So let's talk about what's been happening since you were last on. You came on in early April, just when this whole pandemic thing was beginning to break open. So what's been happening with you since then?
Okay, well, let me first give the audience a foundational understanding of what I'm doing. I'm working with energy instruments. They're known as scalar energy. Scalar energy, it's not electricity. And with these scalar energy instruments, I work with people by way of their photograph. Why? Because a photograph of a person is their energetic copy. And what I've discovered with these instruments is if I can detect, a virus or a bacterium on their photograph, then this instrument can break down that molecular structure that we find on their photograph. So ever since the pandemic unfolded, I've been inundated with inquiries as to how this new and promising technology works. Mm-hmm. So to get to answer your question, ever since the pandemic has unfolded, many people are interested in a new way of looking at disease, a new and perhaps a promising technology that I'm speaking of today is with these scalar energy instruments that I believe that I have demonstrated can break down the molecular bonds, the molecular code of viruses and bacteria. And if that's true, then we can negate the molecular bonds of a virus, including COVID-19.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So what kind of results have you been seeing through the last few months?
Okay, well, again, I'm working with people remotely by way of their photographs. So this is, if you will, the energetic realm that I'm working with. And the people that I'm working with are reporting that they're healthy. And many people have reported that they've had test results, and the test results have come back negative. So there seems to be a great promise here that working remotely by way of a person's photograph with these instruments, with this groundbreaking technology, that we're able to, if you will, handily or in a consummate fashion, address viral infection. And if you will, break down that molecular code, those molecular bonds that hold together a virus. So if this is the first time you've ever heard of this technology, I understand it's new, it's groundbreaking. I'm one of the pioneers in this field. And it's a lot of people call this quantum mechanics or quantum healing. It's not physical healing. I'm not working in the physical realm. I'm working with energy, which is non-physical. And the way I impart this, the way I, if you will, administer this is by way of a photograph of a person.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's very sci-fi and into the future type of thing, and hard to grasp in a way because it just seems so unreal. But the virus is unreal as well. So when you're talking about virus deconstruct, does it lose its power? What actually happens? Yeah.
Precisely. It deconstructs it, if you will. If I were to take, say, all of the 2x4s and the I-beams and the trusses out of a home or a building, the building would collapse. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're doing with a germ, with a pathogen. We're taking apart its molecular bonds, and it loses its physical presence. It loses its physical structure. So it actually implodes. That's what I've observed. And so we're working again with information. And when we send information out, that information can instruct the chemical bonds, what we call the molecular bonds of a germ, of a pathogen, to deconstruct. And what happens? Well, the germ implodes. It's no longer a germ. It's simply a matter of fragmented particles of the germ.
Okay. So it can no longer harm the person. It's not effective anymore. That's amazing.
Precisely. And what's so revolutionary about this, it's almost like Star Trek. A lot of people have used this analogy with me, and I think it's accurate. If you remember from some of the Star Trek shows, that they could scan your body with light, and that light would be corrective. It would be corrective energy. Well, yes. I'm doing that likewise, but I'm not doing that in person. This is really what the salient point. I'm doing this by way of a photograph. There is no clinic.
Right.
I do not have a clinic. How do I work with people? I work exclusively by way of photographs. So you don't even have to leave your home. You don't have to travel to a physical clinic. All of this is done in the quantum field by way of your photograph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking, that's what I was saying, it sounds like sci-fi. I was thinking of the Star Trek as well. That was one of my favorite shows. And we're in the future now, obviously. We've attained the future. That's amazing.
Right.
So what's been most exciting for you since we had you in April, so many months later now?
Yeah, to revisit our earlier thought, what is most promising, what is most eventful in my life is that we have had success in keeping at bay this COVID-19 virus. Now, I'll speak for myself. Mm-hmm. I was traveling in February. I was in the Pacific Rim, and I didn't know the extent of the virus. I was in airports, and I probably mingled with 10,000 people during a three-week trip to the Pacific Rim. And I'm sure I was exposed to COVID-19. Well, I was under the protection of Scalar. My photograph was receiving the Scalar energy, and subsequently I had a test result, and the test result came back negative. Now, I can say that also about many people that I'm working with by way of their photograph. They likewise had test results, and all of those test results have come back negative. So since my last appearance on your show in April, what's really appealing to me, what really is serving to catch my attention, is that everybody that's under our program, everybody who has submitted a photograph to us is healthy.
Mm.
Nobody has come down with COVID-19.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Right.
So let's talk about numbers. What kind of numbers are we talking about? How many people do you think?
I probably have worked with a good 40,000 people during the pandemic.
Wow.
I'm working with many people in Africa and Asia. A lot of those people we're working pro bono. We work with Christian missionaries around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a pretty good track record after working through a pandemic and working with at least 40,000-50,000 people, that people are healthy and that people are not reporting that they're testing positive to COVID-19 and they're healthy and they're not in the hospital. They're not on on what we would call an ICU unit. So it's very promising. I'm very emboldened by our results in the past 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's funny that the timing that I had you on the show just as the thing was breaking loose, and now like you have all the testimonials. So what do you think the main message that you'd like to bring to the public now is?
The message is one of hope. And I believe this platform of hope is coming to us by way of technology. Now, if you look at the world today, we have many what I would say conveniences by way of technology. Imagine the world with all the technology that we have and then consider the world without any technology. Well, we would suffer. So what is my point? This is new technology that I'm mentioning. This Scalar energy process is it's a scientific instrument. This is new technology. It's groundbreaking technology. And this groundbreaking technology is serving to change the world. And that's a matter of promise. This is a message of hope today. And what I have developed with this technology, I think the world will eventually will gravitate towards this and will embrace this. It's an answer to a problem. Okay, disease, discomfort, that's a problem. And I believe we have an answer to it by way of this informational system. Again, I'm working in a non-physical realm. I'm working in a quantum realm, which is a informational realm. And I think this is very promising for mankind, and I really want to inculcate that thought today.
Very good. So for the listener who's listening to this for the first time or maybe even a couple of times and is still saying, how is that possible? How is it possible for me to send you in a photograph and you to put it through this machine, the special machine, and something happened to me? What would you say?
Right. Yeah. And that's a good point. I'm going to give you the analogy to answer that question. Let me start with the analogy of a TV. Well, you see on a TV an image of a person or an image of an animal or a plant. Well, that image obviously is a representation of that person or that animal. It's not the animal or the plant. Now, what I have found with quantum mechanics is the image is the copy of the person, or the image of the animal is the copy, the energetic copy of the actual animal. So in the quantum realm, it's all information. It's all, if you will, instructions. And when I'm working within that instructional field, you could be essentially in two places at once. So a photograph is your energetic copy. It's almost as if you're bilocating. So you do not have to be physically present in my laboratory, because I'm administering energy to your energetic copy. It's almost as if you bilocate. Now, with that in consideration, this is the new realm of quantum mechanics, and that's the realm that I work with. I don't work with physical reality. I work with representational reality. And when you're working in the quantum realm, it all boils down to intelligence, to instructions. So this is what is so promising about this energy. It's the intelligence of the universe. I am tapping into the consciousness or the intelligence of the universe. Mm-hmm. And how does this work? It doesn't work by way of the electromagnetic theory that we learned in school. This is a new science. It's an emerging science. Hence, scalar energy will someday be embraced as a new branch of physics.
Mm-hmm. Right. I understand. It's a total new breakthrough. Like, we didn't have electricity, right? How many years back? No such thing.
Exactly. So electrical engineering 200 years ago, nobody understood electricity. Now it's commonplace. So this is what I'm introducing. It's a new branch of science. It's a new branch of physics, and very few people understand it. And hence, all of my activity is with a photograph, and hence all of my comments are in reference to the intelligence found on a photograph. Now, again, to use the analogy, let's say 200 years ago, nobody ever heard of a television. But you would show somebody 200 years ago a television, and you see a person's image in the television, they might think that the person is inside the TV. No, the person's image is inside the TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yes. This is pretty deep stuff. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Tom a question, you can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Are you a highly successful, purpose-driven professional woman who is tired of settling for less than what you want? If yes, then you need a copy of Dr. Denise Moore's book, Own Your Amazing, Discover Your Power to Create an Amazing Life You Love. In this award-nominated and number one best-selling book, Dr. Denise provides the essential principles you need to find your voice and live your worth out loud. Go to ownyouramazingnow.com to get a free excerpt from the book.
Want more out of life? Frustrated, wondering why you feel empty? marriage lacking connection, burned out, struggling with depression, anxiety, alcohol, drugs? I've had high levels of success and paid the price, so you don't have to. Go to www.jonathanmather.com to get my free guide to being your best self in times of uncertainty, or call 323-248-0350 for a free consultation.
Inspiring new author Lisa Borges shares her story in her debut book. Pick up a copy of Life in the Fat Lane and read intimate details of her personal struggles and triumphs. With raw emotion, honesty, and even a little humor, she tells stories of things we all think but nobody wants to talk about. Pick up your copy of Life in the Fat Lane today, available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or email storiesbylisab@yahoo.com for more information.
What is holding you back from living the life you deserve? Has life handed you lemons? Do you feel sour and stuck? Stop living in the past. In Susan Wheeler's new book, The Lemonade Diet, she will show you how to let things go, embrace the new normal, and create a winning mindset. Go to SusanVWheeler.com or Amazon for your copy today. Learn more about Susan at SusanVWheeler.com.
We're back at Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Tom Palladino, who uses scalar energy to eliminate the causative agent of disease. So one thing that you said before the break was that the photograph holes are energy. And because of that, you're able to work with a photograph. Now, that somehow reminds me of something I read or heard years ago when photographs were originally invented, when cameras were invented, there were people who wouldn't let their picture be taken because they were afraid that it would, you know, do something with their energy or affect them in some way. So that somehow reminds me of that.
Yes, and that's precise. And we've heard that there are some cultures that are rather dubious about having their pictures, their photographs taken. And they had this innate wisdom. They had that understanding, and they're exactly right. They're correct, because when your photograph is taken, it is your energetic copy. It's almost as if you're bilocating, and a photograph represents you. It's your energetic information field, and many of these cultures were way ahead of their time, and they're right. A photograph captures your soul, your mind, and your body. Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I never thought of it that way. I just thought, well, it's a picture, whatever. It doesn't really mean anything. And now we don't even have so much physical photographs as we do have them on our phones, and then we're able to email them, you know, et cetera. So it's not even something that you can touch anymore. It's something that you view.
Right, right, precisely. And again, going back to our analogy of a TV, well, we realize that there are images in a TV. It's not a person. It's not an object. It's not an airplane inside your television. It's the
right.
image. Well, likewise, I am working with images, your photograph. And in a quantum field, it captures your information. In other words, every molecule, every cell in your body is captured on that photograph. So even though you're not in my laboratory, your cellular makeup is on the photograph, and I capture it on the photograph, and I can access your cellular makeup through the photograph.
Wow. That's pretty amazing, Tom. That's fascinating. And even though I've had you on twice, I still don't understand much about it, but I do know that it works. So I know that you have an offer for the listener. I know that you have some trials that you offer, so let's talk about that for a few minutes.
Sure, sure. We have a website that's dedicated to this research. And what I try to do, I want people to experience this at their leisure. So there is a 15-day free trial, a free session. The website is scalarlight.com. At the very top of the website, you'll see free trial. Go to the website, sign up, and just submit your photograph. All we need is a photograph of your face, and you can send a photograph of family members also. And the point is, I want people to experience this emerging science. So I make it very easy. It's, again, it's free. And that's the way we can at least introduce this new and emerging science to people, whereby a photograph represents their energetic double, their energetic copy, and that we allow people to then experience not only the session, the scalar energy session, but for them to decide if this is of merit. And we, again, we do this free of charge so that there really there's no compunction. We don't ask for credit cards. We don't ask for any medical information. We will never do that. So it's, we make it simple and easy. And that's the way you introduce a new and emerging science to people.
Fantastic. I would encourage the listener to please go there and check this out. Like Tom said, it's completely free. All you have to do is submit a photograph and get going with it. So I also know, we didn't talk last time, that you have different kind of programs for different kind of issues that people may have. Would you like to talk a little bit about those?
Sure. What I'm looking at is this. With a scalar energy instrument, you can do so many things. There's thousands of applications. I'll give you, for instance, we have a program known as Natural Foods, and whereby we take photographs. Everything we do is by way of a photograph. We take photographs of natural foods, and we download that information. We impart that information from the food into the photograph of a person. So what does that do? We are then imparting the energy of natural foods into a person by way of their photograph. Now, what does that do? What's the upshot? The upshot, many people say, is that they feel better and that they feel that they're receiving the nutritional support that they need. But again, you have to consider everything is done in this quantum realm, in this informational realm. And hence, you do not have to visit a clinic. All you have to do is send us your photograph, and we will download natural foods. We will download the energetic code of natural foods. And again, the upshot is some people feel that they're achieving the proper nutrition that they've always wanted to achieve.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I know that you also have programs having to do with hormones, and programs that help with weight loss because they help with, you know, metabolism, things like that.
Yes, exactly. So we do have a fat metabolism program. We have a program known as digestive enzymes. We also have male and female hormone therapy. We also have a program, endorphins and neurotransmitters. And as the name implies, fat metabolism would help what I would say break down, metabolize fat in the person. Digestive enzymes, we can download, we can impart digestive enzymes into your photograph. Male and female hormone, respectively, we can assemble male hormones and female hormones in men and women. Endorphins and neurotransmitters, we call that our happy program. We can actually recreate endorphins and neurotransmitters by way of your photograph. And in so doing, many people say that they're happy, that they experience a sense of euphoria when they're under our program. So everything that you can do in the physical world, we can duplicate in the non-physical world. And you don't have to visit a clinic because you're not going to be receiving that energy. It's your photograph that's going to be receiving that energy.
Okay.
So this is non-physical, and it's all been made possible by these technological instruments that are working in the quantum field.
Wow, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So what do you have limitations as far as the number of people that you can serve with this? Because you're talking, 40,000 people since the pandemic started. That's a lot of people. So
It is, and this is my end game, to be quite candid. My goal is to help people and to have a worldwide healing ministry. And this might sound outlandish, but it isn't. It's technologically possible. It's quite feasible. I could easily work with 10, 20 million photographs a day and provide a session to 10 to 20 million people a day.
Wow, that's amazing, Tom. I had no idea that could be those numbers. That's really exciting.
It's global. you're going to look back on our conversation in 5 years and say, yeah, this happened. This is real. We're going to become a global healing entity. And I would consider us to be in the next 5 years the leader in this wellness industry.
Fantastic. So go to scalarlight.com, and that's scalarlight.com to get your 15-day trial and to read all about the Scalar Energy. You can also find Tom on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. He's there with his picture, a link to his website, and a link to this interview, which I hope you'll pass on, because there's so much amazing, encouraging, and like Tom said, hopeful information. We're smack in the middle of a pandemic. People are terrified of getting sick, and here is a solution. It's amazing. So, Tom, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's deeply on your heart today?
What's on my heart? It's first of all, I appreciate your audience, and I appreciate your ability, and thank you again for everything you're doing and your effort. Once again, is let's be called to be our authentic self, and who are we, and what's our purpose in life? This is my purpose. Dare to be authentic. I am a researcher. This is my life calling. This is what I want to do. And I ask everybody in the audience, live your life purpose. Everybody has a position in life. Everybody has a goal. Everybody has a dream. I'm living my dream, and I'm sure many of you are living your dream. So be authentic, be true to yourself, and go after those goals. It is a life well spent.
Absolutely. Life is made for us to be happy and to enjoy. And one of the reasons that we don't enjoy life, I think, is disease sometimes, and this fear that's been hovering over us for all these months. You know, it comes from every media source anywhere. And I think that if we can look forward to hope and positivity, we can eliminate that fear, because I think that does more harm to us than anything else.
Yes, I agree. And there's too much fear-mongering. Fear will paralyze you. Don't live in fear.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Any last thing you'd like to say, Tom, before we close?
I want to thank you for being intrepid and having me on the show. I know this is different. It's not your typical conversation. Thank you.
It's not. And I look forward to what you said 5 years from now. I look forward to 5 years from now saying, hey, I was there. I was one of the first people to interview Tom and talk about this crazy stuff that most people won't believe. That's, you know, that's sci-fi now, but that in the future won't be sci-fi anymore. It'll be what we're living. So I thank you, Tom, for having the determination to do this. I mean, it took a lot of years of research, of doing it, of making the instruments. And thank you so much, because you're a servant of the world, a healer of the world, which is what you already see yourself as. And I look forward to that. And thank you for listening in. Remember that there's a replay of this available right after we're done. So go ahead and spread it. Spread this crazy information. And go down there and get your trial, because there's nothing to lose in that. And thank you so much for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. And we'll catch you next time. Make sure you listen to the next episode. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.